DP Sidhu on Texans Radio. Joining us today, Will Fuller the Fifth. How's it going today, Will?
It's going pretty good. Just getting ready for practice, so.
I know, busy week for you. I have to ask you, because I do this segment called Likes and Stuff, and your picture was our like of the week, yours and Nick Martin's. He posted a picture of him, I guess, picking you up in a celebratory pose at Notre Dame.
Yeah.
And then there was another picture, almost the exact same pose as Texans.
Yeah.
What's that like for you? You get to play with your college teammate, and now you get to play with him here, and this is really the first time that you two have both been on the field together.
Yeah, it was cool, because I actually been off Instagram for a little while, and I actually got back on. That's one of the first pictures I saw, so it just brought back some memories from Notre Dame. But, you know, it's cool to, you know, to be on a field with him. You know, we're real comfortable with each other. You know, we've known each other for about 4 or 5 years now, so it's just cool to be back on the field together playing with him.
I thought it was so cool that it was the same pose, like from college to the pros. Also, now that you're on Instagram, I saw a picture of you and DeAndre Hopkins. I know everyone's seen the touchdown celebration. You do this like yoga pose with one leg, with your hands together and one leg up. All right, are you a big yoga guy? Where did that come from?
No, not yoga at all. Actually, Hop was doing that with I believe Derek Newton before I got here, and it's just something I saw, and he wasn't doing it anymore. So
he'd retired that move. So
I guess
you're
he retired it. We just brought it back. we did it a couple times last year, but I feel like it's something we're doing a lot this year.
Well, you're doing it a lot because you're scoring a lot of touchdowns, like 4 touchdowns in 2 weeks. In fact, you're, I think, tied for second in the AFC, but your name doesn't even pop up because you've only played 2 games. So is this just sort of how you envision it? You're going to come back from collarbone, shoulder surgery, first 2 games back, you're going to 2 touchdowns here, 2 touchdowns there. This is exactly how you planned it, right?
Oh, man, if I can get 2 touchdowns every week, it would be great. But, I mean, it's just, you know, I got to give all props to the coaching staff, and, you know, especially Deshaun. You know, he does a lot of things, and, you know, we're having fun out there. So that's the biggest thing, just having fun and keeping everything fresh.
I think everybody thought that you were going to come back, and it was going to take a while for that chemistry to sort of develop. And then Bill O'Brien said that when you were working your way back from the surgery, there was a lot you couldn't do, but one thing you could do was run routes. That's something that the trainers allowed you to do. Walk us through that process when you're back on the field with Deshaun, getting into that.
Yeah, like Coach OB said, just, you know, as soon as I was able to start running routes, that was something important that me and Deshaun had to, you know, get done just on our own time. So the timing, you know, it wouldn't take that long. You know, it wasn't game speed, but, you know, it helped us a lot just getting those little sessions in before I could start practicing and stuff.
And you did have all of, like, OTAs and mini camp and a little bit of training camp before you got hurt. So the chemistry was sort of there. But then you get injured, and then you come back from it. So is it where you want it to be now? How much do you think there is as far as room for improvement?
Yeah, there's a lot of room for improvement. I think, you know, I only have, 5 or 6 catches, you know, since I've been back. So there's always room for improvement. But, you know, 8 weeks, being hurt for like 8 weeks is a long time. So, you know, like I said, there's always room for improvement.
How do you feel now? Now that you're back.
I feel good. You know, I feel great. You know, it feels good to be back out there with the team. You know, like I said earlier, when I first got back, it was real boring, you know, just, you know, not being able to play and, you know, just, you know, all I had to do was watch film. I couldn't practice. So it just feels good being back out there making plays and, you know, helping the team.
I was surprised to see you back in West Virginia so soon. Like, you were back there maybe the next week or so. You went right back up there. So you were there at part of camp. You just couldn't really do anything.
Yeah, I couldn't do anything. Yeah, I had my surgery immediately, you know, I think the next morning. So, the surgery went great. And, you know, I was just back in West Virginia watching practice and, you know, just, you know, keep my mind in it.
All right, so I know that we've talked about your speed. A lot of fans were excited for you to come back because of your speed and how you stretch the length of the field, and I know your teammates are excited to have you back too, but I found it really interesting. You have said this a couple of times, and I never really got to ask you. You said that you got your speed in college. Like, you were not fast before college? I don't understand how speed just sort of shows up one day.
Yeah, I mean, I guess a lot of people think I'm playing about that, but, you know, I really never looked at myself as a fast receiver in high school. Even just looking back at my highlights, you know, sometimes I got caught from the back, and, you know, I guess things changed in college. You know, once I got there, you know, the weightlifting program was different, so I'm guessing that helped me a lot, you know, get my legs stronger. But I really based my receiver skills off, you know, how I ran my route. So I guess that's why I'm a pretty good route runner. And, you know, the speed just helped me a lot now.
All right, I know you got to get to practice, so I'm not going to keep you too long. But now, for the rest of the season, as you work your way back, what are some things that you want to get better at for yourself? What are some things that you really want to improve as far as your game?
Yeah, just playing strength. So, you know, I'm not getting, you know, rerouted at the line as much. And, you know, that's the biggest thing, just playing strength. You know, I want to play a lot stronger, so, you know, it makes it easier for me in a lot of phases of the game.
All right, you're Will Fuller the fifth. I lied. I have one more question. Will Fuller the fifth. And people forget the five. So how does everybody keep everybody apart in your family? Like, is it Will? Is it Billy? Do you have a different nickname?
Super important question.
I have to get to this. Growing up,
they called my dad Bill. And my grandpa and my great-grandpa, they didn't live in Philadelphia. They lived in D.C. So I wasn't around them a lot, so it wasn't a lot of confusion. But as I started getting older, me and my dad used to get on flights together, and it was always a problem. So that's when I started, you know, using the V a lot more. So it wasn't like a big deal, you know, getting on flights and stuff like that. So
he was four and you were five.
Yeah. But I never really used the V. So it was some issues growing up.
And you think you'll keep it going?
Yeah. Now I'm keeping it going.
You're going to keep it going. If there's a potential Will Fuller six, it'll happen.
Definitely. Yeah.
Okay. Like breaking news right here on Texans Radio. All right. Thanks so much, Will, and best of luck for the rest of the season.
Thank you. Thanks for having me.